It's going to be a fun game, though, man. I'm excited for it. Obviously, the momentum that the Falcons are trying to bring from a big Monday night football game. And I think that they have all the capabilities of beating this Chiefs team where the Chiefs stand currently because they're not flowing on offense like they said. I saw a clip of Kels on their what's their thing called?
The podcast that
him and his brother.
I think it's called – don't tell me. Let me see if I can guess. I think it's called
– Cleveland Heights.
The Heights.
That's
a play.
Yeah, New Heights.
New Heights.
Yeah,
okay.
And he was talking about his slow start to the season. He was talking about the slow start to his season and everything like that. As far as because they're not where they need to be in sync. As far as Pat Mahomes, I'm sure he's being double teamed and everything like that. But they're not where they are in sync offensively. They lost their starting tailback, and so you can maybe find a way to hang around and do all those different things. I don't know how they're going to play Pat. Because it's always the Cincinnati, for some reason, it's just one of those teams. Some quarterbacks just have that team. And so when you look like that, now their defense is the real deal. This defense is better than the one they played on Monday night, so they got to be patient.
Are they better than the Steelers' defense?
No.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think so either.
You know what, Andy?
Their D-line's not better. Just because they got T.J. Watt and Highsmith.
But they got some good
players. They got dudes.
They got dudes,
They got dudes in the back end.
They got dudes,
obviously,
man.
Trent McDuffie's
good.
He's
a dude.
Yeah.
He's a dude.
It's
they got good linebackers. So it's going to be a challenge for them as far as, like, moving the football. And obviously, we'll get to our keys later in the game. But I'm excited to watch this game because it's one of those things where you see where you are. Because the measuring stick is Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's Kansas City.
Yeah, they're the measuring stick in professional football right now. And that's to say, like, you go out there and you win this game on Sunday night, like, you're going to change the way that people view this Falcons team across the league. You already did that a little bit with that final drive against Philly and winning that game. But you beat these guys in prime time. Everybody's going to be watching it. It doesn't even really matter how you do it, if you do it.
Just win.
Now, depending on how you do it, that sort of will shape the narrative as well. But if you go out there and you beat this team on Sunday night in front of everybody, get to 2-1, and Kirk Cousins continues to progress. You saw Aaron Rodgers make his third start last night.
He looked good last night, man.
Very
good. He looked good last night.
He looked very good.
That damn touchdown pass to Garrett Wilson. Good. That's vintage Aaron Rodgers right
there.
Did
you see the stat on that touchdown pass? That's the first touchdown pass he's ever thrown to a first-round draft pick.
Yeah, I saw that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I did see that.
Now, he's thrown a lot to second-round draft picks, and he's had very good receivers in his career.
Yeah.
But it's pretty wild to be 40 years old.
I did see
have thrown 500 touchdown passes, and that's the first one to – like, there's not one random end-of-career first-round draft pick that made their way to Green Bay.
Because I think Javon played with Favre.
Yeah, that was – I think it was pre-Aaron.
Yeah. Yeah, Javon. But,
that's weird. That's just a weird stat. But anyway, if Kirk Cousins can make that kind of progress and look as good physically as Aaron Rodgers did last night, again, the parallel being that they have the same or had the same injury last year, Aaron's 7 weeks ahead of him in terms of recovery, but Aaron Rodgers looked really rusty week one. Obviously played a really good defense week one, but looked really rusty week one. Looked better week two. Kirk Cousins looked better week two. And then Aaron Rodgers went out there last night and really looked fantastic. Hopefully Kirk Cousins can do the same thing on Sunday evening against the Chiefs, because I think he's going to have to.
Yeah.
I mean, he can't have another type of performance like he had against Pittsburgh. Hopefully, the further we get away from that, the more we'll lean on and continue to say, well, that was just Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh just kind of does that to teams, and hopefully that's what it is. It is interesting to hear coaches and players talking about Kansas City versus the way that they normally talk about other opponents, even if other opponents are good.
Mm-hmm.
You know Patrick Mahomes is truly, like, on that level because they'll break cliche.
Yes.
Like, they'll actually be honest about the fact that, yeah, no, this week's different.
Yes.
Like, every no matter who the other opponent is, they're like, oh, it's just another opponent, and we have to focus on us, and it's one-footed, whatever nonsense cliche you want to use that everyone says, even if the game is different or not. They're honest about this one. Yeah, no, he's an alien. That's what Raheem Morris called him.
Yeah.
He's an alien coming to town. Yeah, he's an actor. It's more about the second act than it is the first act of the play. Like, I love it because they're actually willing to be honest about how good the guy is. It'd be awesome if people were honest about how bad the quarterback was that they were playing. I understand they would never do that.
But no, this
guy, Patrick Mahomes, is so damn good that he'll get football players to be honest. It's a miracle.
Because the thing about it is because, I mean, he's great. He's one of the best I've ever seen. All right, and one of the other best I've ever seen did his thing last night to my Aaron Rodgers. But he puts pressure on the whole team. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just But obviously he goes against the Falcons defense, but he puts pressure on the Falcons offense. He puts pressure on offense to have to score.
Yeah. Now you saw no better example of that than what Baltimore did in the playoffs last year. One of the best teams in the league, great team.
Yes.
They changed their whole mentality.
They felt like they had to outscore them, and they really did.
They really didn't.
They really
there was a lot of game left.
Yes, they really did have the change.
Oh, yeah. Todd Monken got the
what got you to that well, number one seed.
Pretty well punked. Yeah, but it keeps the playoffs.
And that's the thing about it. That's what Patrick Mahomes and that's what the Chiefs do. Yep. They make you do, and that's how the Patriots were.
Yep.
They make you go out of what you're comfortably doing, trying to go match for match or whatever with them, and they just continue to do the same thing.
Right. And it's not even like they're not even really doing anything other than being them, and that plays mind games on you. Mm-hmm. You're like, well, they know that I know that they know that I know this.
Right.
So I can't do this because they're going to be expecting that.
Right.
So then I got to do, like, no, man, just
do what you do.
Do what got you here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's what they're doing. They're not overthinking it. Now they don't have to because they got Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Andy Reid coaching them, and they've been the best team in football since he took over at quarterback and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, that would be a shame. That would be a shame if you got over cute or did some certain things that you're not normally going to try to do simply because they're in town. That's a trademark of beating yourself.
Yep.
Don't beat yourself against these guys because they'll do everything they can.
And
to
the
beat
game
you.
Ain't never over with a guy like him.
Right,
you know
thing.
What I mean?
It's that's just thing.
He just because he's so talented. And he just he has that damn Houdiniism about him in the pocket. He knows when to run, how to run, when to get down, when to bait you for a late hit out of bounds. He is such a Houdini. Like some of the runs that he makes in these big games and these Super Bowls, it's not. Because he's not a running quarterback, but he can run. But it's like when he takes off, it's always seems like it's the biggest play in the whole damn game. It's 4th and 15, and he runs and he gets 16. Or he gets 13 and stands by the sideline and lets you hit him.
Right,
you
and know? Then that's 15
and
more.
And then that's 15 more. Yeah, like he's such a just genius of a football player, you know, but he's not in his element right now. They're not clicking all the way offensively right now.
Right.
They're really not.
As much as it's not exactly what we maybe thought it would look like early
happen.
In the season, you know, it can happen at any point.
Yes.
Don't let it be Sunday night where it clicks.
Yes.
But this is the right time to play Kansas City.
Yes.
Now, the other time you'd like to play Kansas City is in February.
Yes.
It'd be great if you got a rematch against them later in the year. But yeah, you don't want to play these guys in December. You don't want to be an AFC team that has to play these guys in the playoffs because they're going to beat you. They're going to come to your house. They're going to beat you. You're going to go to their house.
They
never won a road playoff game.
They never won one of those.
He hasn't played any of them.
Exactly.
What are you guys talking about?
Exactly.
It's because they're 13-3 every year.